With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. And the government today is releasing a few more details about what it wants to have happen with regard to the alleged pipe bomber who struck just prior to the national riot at the Capitol earlier this year. They should say 6 years ago. That's because, as it turns out, they're getting a lot of new information coming in, even as their investigation is still ongoing at this time. Also, at SRNnews.com, there are a lot of troubles related to Texas being allowed now to move forward with a new congressional map in next year's election.
In a legal victory for the Trump administration, justices on the high court allowed the redistricting plan, despite a lower court ruling that the map likely discriminates on the basis of race. The map is favorable to Republicans and was pushed by President Trump. The Supreme Court's order puts that lower court ruling blocking the map on hold, at least until after the high court issues a final decision in the case. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Amid political controversies and tensions as the Gaza peace plan unfolds, Israel's National Emergency Services operation, known as Magen David Adom, serves as an example of interfaith cooperation serving all religions. Troy Miller is president of the National Religious Broadcasters Association here in America, and he says MDA ambulances services in Israel are very unique because of their caring staff members.
I think the best way to describe them is mission-oriented. And inside the organization, you find people of all faiths. You find the Jewish faith there. You find people of secular. You find Christians working and Muslims working, Druze, Bedouins, all working side by side for the same mission, and that's to really help people.
In addition to his leadership of the National Religious Broadcasters Association, Troy Miller also serves on the board of directors of American Friends of MDA. This is SRN News. A lot of churchgoers in this country support abortion.
According to a wide-ranging poll released by the Family Research Council, just 43% of Americans who attend worship on a regular basis describe themselves as pro-life. What is especially confounding is the fact that 63% of these same people called themselves pro-life just 2 years ago. It's not immediately clear what prompted the 20-point drop in the percentage of churchgoers who are pro-life, but some believe political considerations play a role. Michael Harrington reporting.
The West Virginia Board of Education has reinstated a school vaccination mandate. That follows a decision by the state Supreme Court to block a lower court's ruling last month that allowed parents to cite religious beliefs to opt out of shots required for their children to attend classes. In the light of the other decision in West Virginia, the board says it is reinstating, quote, our directive to county boards of education not to accept religious exemptions. This is SRN News. To give the baby the shot or not, there's a revised recommendation for the parents of newborns.
A federal vaccine advisory committee is abandoning its long-standing advice that all babies get hepatitis B shots at birth. For decades, the government advised all infants be vaccinated against the liver infection right after birth. Well, now, the committee recommends the birth dose only for babies whose mothers test positive. For others, it will be up to the parents and their doctors to decide if a birth dose is appropriate. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Netflix and Warner Brothers strike a landmark deal to share popular titles across both platforms. Analysts say the move could reshape competition for streaming and boost subscriber growth heading into next year. On Wall Street today, it's been a mostly positive session for the major indexes. The Dow is up 172 points. The NASDAQ is up by 67. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.